We had different machinery to make different designs. That's what they call the automatic, this big machine here with all of these things, and we had four of those. And when we was running full blast, had four girls sitting there operating them machines and making those buttons. And then after the buttons were run through the machine, it was taken to downstairs and run through what we called a polisher that would smooth them up and take the rough off of them. And then we'd take them and put them through two acid solutions to make them really polished and polish them, and then run them through a tumbler of sawdust. And when they come out of that tumbler, they was finished product. But there was all different kind of buttons in there. What I mean by that is there was first, seconds, and third. Then we'd take them upstairs and pour them out on the table where the girls sat that sorted them. They'd pick up each and every button separate, but they just kept their fingers going like that all the time. They would sort out number one, number two, number threes, and then of course the fours would be the trash that was in it, anything, chips or something that would break off in them. And then we'd take those buttons after they were sorted and put them on scales and weigh them, put them in 10 gross boxes. Now, in the button business, a gross of buttons is 168. That's what they call a long gross. When we would sell them to the Chinese laundries, and that's, by the way, is where we sold most of our buttons, because they'd use them for shirts and things like that that got damaged, you know. And we'd sell them so much per gross according to the size of the button. Little 14s was 32 cents a gross. That was 168 buttons. We'd sell them by the long gross. And of course, a larger button, a 24, well, they was 41 cents. To get all these designs, well, we had extra little cutters that they went under and made those marks on. And then we got in the kind of a novelty business, and we made a few buckles, belt buckles for girls' dresses. And they went over pretty good for a while. Once in a while, we'd catch a bunch of colored shell, and they'd cut them out. And that, now, that's natural color there. That isn't dye. We did dye a lot of buttons. Yeah, we had a smoke dye that made what they call a smoke button. We send these buttons out in a 10-gross box to women out in town with a bunch of these cards, and they'd sew them on with a needle and thread. And we'd pay him so much per gross for carding the button. He finally got a hold of a machine that would card buttons. He put a great big spool of wire on it, and my daughter done most of the carding with that machine. She'd card buttons of an evening and on the weekends when she wasn't going to school, and it's just like more or less like staple. Every time you'd have to hold them buttons down there and hold the button right in just in the right place, and then there's a little lever come down there and staple that wire through them and cut it off and everything all in the same motion.